Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Wright reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to home to get Weatherly. Boudreau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Trotsky moves to second. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Keltner bunts in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Heath moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Salters strikes out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Mack, who tags Webb trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rosenthal strikes out. 2 outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. QL moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-3 in the game. Lee is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The slide. Tresh applies the tag. Chapman is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.